It's live. So, we are welcoming. Let the people know your name.
Tracy Wattler.
You can bring that up, Tracy. Tracy's live, so it's bloopers. Don't worry, we're going to cut it out later. Bring up the middle part here. You got to bring that up before something. Okay. Don't cover your face.
It's all the way covered. That's cool. There you go. That's good.
Bring it closer to you. There you go. Yeah. You got to hear yourself.
I can hear myself. Yeah.
All right. So we were just in a conversation, and we were just basically talking about the whole situation in regards to interracial dating. It's a big thing out of the tri-state area. We don't consider interracial dating when we're dating a Latin woman or a Latin woman that's raised around blacks. Let the people know about Honduras, where you're from, and where it is and all the above.
So Honduras is located in Central America. We have a plethora of whites, blacks, Indians. So my family on my mom's side is mostly white. I'm the darkest one in that side. And then my dad's side, I am the lightest. So you could just understand the rainbow. I'm like flat in the middle.
Right.
But yeah, we have beautiful women, beautiful men, any color you can imagine. I have aunts that have blue eyes and blonde hair, and aunts that have red hair and green eyes. And then I have aunts that are beautiful, brown skin and with light eyes. A lot of my family members are dark with like a blue ring around their eyes on my dad's side. So we have a little bit of everything.
The biggest misconception is outside of New York City, mm-hmm. Everybody just thinks that Latin women are from Colombia, are from the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm. I get Dominican all the time.
Stealing black men. All these quick little things, I want you to let them understand. There's a big difference with a Latin woman raised here in New York City than it is down south. Because we're raised around everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know who you grew up with growing up and how you grew up around blacks, etc.
So I grew up in a predominantly low-income area, or like mid to low-income area, with predominantly black and Hispanics. I mean, almost my whole neighborhood was, I want to say, 80% black, and then probably like 15% Hispanic, and then of course there's like whites and Chinese in every area. So my mom didn't want to put me in the school in my neighborhood, so I went to school in a predominantly white neighborhood, but in public school. So, I mean, to me, like I was explaining,
like you said,
I don't see color. Mm-hmm. I don't see color, especially as an adult now. I'm a teacher as well, so I definitely don't see color with my kids. But yeah, I mean.
Do you find that there's a disconnect? Like you said, you didn't really deal with situations of sisters that hated on you in regards to you dating black men.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of the tri-state area, the black men are putting the Latin woman out as if she's superior over black women. Have you ever heard that?
Have I ever heard that? I mean, I mean, of course I've heard that. And I think it's because of the culture, right? As far as Latino women, they put their men on a pedestal. Because their mothers do that to their brothers, because their mothers do that to their fathers. I mean, it's still very vivid in the Hispanic culture that you cater to your man. Not that I'm saying that other races don't do that, but it's very predominant in the Hispanic culture. So
it is. So that's just the thing.
I think that's what attracts any men to Hispanic women, not just black men.
But do brothers have privileges to be with Latin women the way they do? Because you grew up in a black neighborhood. It's a little different. Our are Latin women generally into black men like that?
No. because it's still very, I mean, Hispanics are still have that little racist, in them, you know, they still have that mentality. I mean, not, second and third generations here, but our generations that come here, there's an expression in Spanish, que hay que mejorar la raza, it's called. So you got to better the race, which is kind of insinuating that you should go lighter.
Say that shit again. What is it?
Hay que mejorar la raza. You got to better the race.
Hey, last time I heard La Raza was the song back in from L.A. with the Mexican dudes, La Raza. So what does La Raza mean?
La Raza is your race, our race.
What? Oh, no, I like that group. That's what they were saying? My race.
I don't know what song you're talking about. La Raza. About. You sure it's not La Vaca?
No, La... definitely La Raza. It was these Mexican dudes in lowrider cars.
Oh, maybe.
La Raza. Remember they were saying that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what race
our
is.
Our race.
Our race. You guys don't consider us a race, but we are a whole.
Together we are a race. Mm. You went quick with that one. That was good. You caught me good with that. Because I was about to say that. So generally, they're Latin men and women, mothers and fathers, do not raise their daughters to be with a brother.
I mean, how can I?
At least their daughters.
It's just depending on where you're talking about, right? So here in New York, it's like, do black men raise their boys to be with Hispanic men? No, they want you to be with your kind or what you were, you like their mothers and whatnot, right? And the same thing for us. I mean, it's not like, oh, you can't be with a black man unless, like I said, that they're from back home. And it's more like, different cultures have different like stigmatisms or stereotypes. So that's what really happens. That stereotype is there, and I mean, people are ignorant. People that come here and they watch too much TV and they hear bad things. They only hear about the bad. They don't hear about the good, and they're drawn to that. So
you feel that you were kind of, would you ever sheltered from that? So to speak, basically, where...
I mean, my family considered my dad black, and he was from Honduras, so...
They didn't raise you like that?
No, I mean, they talked about him like he was black, like, oh, he's a negro.
Negatively.
Yeah. My dad was considered black. My dad has, like, these beautiful, soft naps. He looks black. My dad looks black. He looks like he's black and white, actually. So to my white side of the family, my white Hispanic side... My dad is black. Oh, wow. So they look like, it's almost like they look down on my mom for being with a black guy. He's Honduran.
A lot of these black men, they travel to these countries to buy prostitutes. When they come back to black American women, telling them, you know, the Latin women love us. And I'm like, listen, that's over there. They playing that game over there. It's a different situation. There's ones that do, but generally, they...
You don't think they're going to come back and do that to their husbands if they bring them back home? If they bring them here to the U.S.? I'm saying those women are really just trying to get a passport here. Thank you. For sure. Any means necessary. Whatever they can do. My dad was one of those men, right? He would go back to Honduras every year. And he's had... He had women pregnant before. I mean, and he thinks he's still a G. My dad is a Don Juan.
So is that the Hispanic side of him or the black side?
I mean, he's not raised black. He's raised Hispanic. His culture is Honduran. Like, he was born and raised...
Similar to us, though. Similar.
I mean, it's Caribbean men. I feel like black men can be Caribbean men. Jamaicans are Caribbeans. Listen, all the Caribbeans like to fuck. Thank Excuse
you.
My language.
You can say that again. you know, this... You can speak whatever you want here. So, hold on. next one, we just wanted to do kind of a test because I wanted to get comfortable on two different cameras, so she was able to ace that. Could you, what inspiring thing do you have for interracial couples generally, knowing that we was raised in New York? What should black women date black men the same way how you date black men, or should I try to encourage a lot of black women to date outside their race if they're not doing good with brothers? Do you have a hard time doing that?
What, dating?
Dating outside, like, could you date a white guy over a black guy, or do you find yourself attracted to brothers?
Like I said, I don't see color, so that's not a real like, what happens where the uncomfortableness comes is from, like, their family or their friends, how they see you, or how they judge them, or how they're going to make comments on the situation. So unless you're ready for that and you care for that person or they matter enough for you, then don't put yourselves in that predicament. But I just think that people should, if you're bonding, then there should be no problem why you're listen, first off, interracial relationships make beautiful babies, the most beautiful babies. So, giving some color to some Italian or Irish children is a beautiful thing, you know? I mean, I don't want them to be in a situation where the families aren't accepting them, because who wants to do that? Who wants to live in that perspective? But I don't frown against it. Completely not.
Do you think there's a black? Do you think with Latin woman and black woman where we live, is there a divide here?
Black women and Latin. See, I don't have that situation because I have family that's black, and I feel like they're raised black, and they what is it called? Their culture to them is that they're black, and I'm their Hispanic or Latina cousin, right? And they're very accepting of me.
Let them know. You're going to be seeing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know your name again.
So my name is Tracy, and I do mortgages here in Staten Island, but all across the nation, not the globe. Not yet. And, I'll be here.
They're not used to seeing Latin women from New York City. They always used to seeing the non-speaking English one.
I speak both languages. Yes.
Spanish, please. Let them know. Can you say what you're saying? The people that, as far as the national, the nation that you said about, as far as your mortgages, say that in Spanish.
Que yo hago hipotecas por todo el Estados Unidos. I also do mortgages for people that don't have a Social Security, ITIN, or credit. So I have programs for all of that. I have my master's in special education. I'm also a special education teacher for early intervention, bilingual. So I have my own business in Dominican Republic. I have another business. I'm an entrepreneur. So the business in Dominican Republic, I have a recovery house. So if you want plastic surgery, we can coordinate it, get you with a doctor, and then you can come stay at my recovery house where I have bilingual nurses, certified cleaning chef, manager, transportation, anything you need from point A to point Z, we will do that for you so you can feel safe and sound in Dominican Republic. I know that's a big issue for a lot of people. But
somebody said her father's Afro-Latina, basically. Was your Afro-Latin? Your father was Afro-Latin?
So my dad is born and raised in Honduras, but I mean, we are all culturally my grandparents have that, African descent and Spaniard descent because of where we are in Honduras. So my mom has more like the European descent, just because they were taken over by Europeans, and then they brought over slaves, you know? So we're all kind of intermixed. So yeah, I think every Hispanic has Afro-Latino in them, you know?
Let them know before you leave, is there any questions?
Oh, do you guys have questions?
In regards to...
anything.
Especially the business in DR.
Oh, the business in DR, yeah. We have a great special right now, actually. It's you can look us up on Instagram. It's called Bella Cristina, Bliss by Bella Cristina. We actually are going to have a raffle this week to win a 7-day stay for free. So it's a $50 raffle ticket for that. Definitely worth it. Get your bodies ready for the summer, girls.
Should Black and Latin... Black and Latin women came up together where we live. On the West Coast, and everybody that's doing YouTube videos don't understand this. Black and Latins came up to hip-hop together.
Oh, yes.
And they don't think that Latins have no contribution in hip-hop. Outside of the tri-state area, they believe this. Can you explain to them, please?
Don't put me that on the spot. But I mean, I grew up, my brother was like, he thought he was a rapper growing up. He loved Biggie, and he loved, what was the Bone Thugs and Harmony. That was like his group. And it helped him rap.
I don't have any questions, but your hair looks cute. So.
Oh, thank you. My little curly hair. Thank you. But yeah, we grew up with both. I grew up with Mark Anthony, and I grew up with Biggie. And Tupac and all the rappers. I mean, I was an 80s baby. So I had both cultures. Even my son right now, he knows both cultures for as so far as American and Spanish.
And that's doing anything for the community as well.
Oh, I'm also part of two nonprofits. What don't I do? Right. My nonprofit here in Staten Island, it's the Beautiful Heartbeats. I am the membership on the board, but we try to connect. Actually, we just had an event today for them doing economic knowledge, right? So learning how to be financially stable and how to find resources to do that and building credit. I mean, I was just helping a friend of mine build her credit again. So just helping our community really elevate themselves. Right. Unfortunately, we come from a generation where our parents don't know how to teach us. They might want to teach us, but don't really have the ability to teach us. My dad was very smart, and he didn't help me, or he didn't have like all the secrets. Yeah. So I want to help you kind of level out that playing field, right? So whatever knowledge I know, I want to share it with whoever I can so it's easier for you. Why reinvent the wheel? So that's what my nonprofit's part of. Oh, yeah, of course. Come on.
Let them know there's majority of sisters that movement that you're in.
Oh, yeah, it's only women, actually. I'm the only Latina there, so imagine. There's no competition there. There's all Black women, and I'm the only Spanish one, and they... absolutely love me. I'm the Latin lover of the group. But yeah, I mean, we inspire each other. We help each other. Like right now, I'm helping one of them get their mortgage, right? And what they need to do. And sometimes we're scared to ask. And because of that, we stay ignorant instead of moving forward. Or the people that are surrounded by us don't know how to. I didn't know anything about mortgages before I became a mortgage originator. So
father didn't teach you that.
No.
It had a house. And you learned
No, my mom bought a house too. She didn't no one wow. And she made so many mistakes, and that's why I really I actually got into it because someone asked me to tutor them in mortgages. And I was like, as a payment, let me get my mortgage license. And he still hasn't even done one mortgage, and I'm on like my 30th or something.
What?
So, I mean, hustler mentality, right?
30th?
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
So, I plan to do more, but yeah. So, any help anyone needs, Out of all the plethora of things that I do.
That you're going to be seeing more of me.
Yes.
As a contributor.
Yes.
So they let me know that you are
contributing to the whole community.
Beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back later. Ta-da.